Purple Passion, presented by the Maryland Lottery.
Ravens and Patriots Sunday, no one pulling for the Ravens more than Towson head coach Rob Ambrose and his staff and his football team as we welcome Rob in. Rob, you guys are in Cheney, Washington. Has this? We heard it was snowing out there. Is it still snowing?
Actually, the hotel's in Spokane.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it is December. Towson is in the playoffs, so of course it is snowing wherever the hell we are.
Hey, listen, man,
it worked last week.
It worked last week, right?
That's right. Our guys don't care about any of that stuff, man. As long as there's a football field and some whistles and goalposts, we're good to go.
Hey, listen. With that said, first of all, give us an update. You guys, you flew in yesterday. Everybody made it safe and sound. Obviously, guys are settled in pretty well.
Yeah, we flew in. Yeah, we attempted to leave somewhere around 4 yesterday, but I don't think we really left till about 5 or 6. I won't go into the details of that one, but we finally made it out here. Got something to eat, went to bed. Everybody was thrown off a little bit by the time change, but we're adjusting well. We went to a walkthrough not an hour and a half ago on what we thought would have been the red turf, but 4 inches of snow covering that.
Oh, wow.
Pretty much had a good time playing in the snow.
Oh, man. Hey, Pete Gilbert and Brett Hollander are with me, but let me ask you one question before these guys take over as well. You have been associated with a lot of football teams, high school, college, high-level college. And have you ever been around a team as focused? You keep talking about that focus and that one common goal amongst everyone. Have you ever seen this in your journey before?
I've seen it out of individuals and smaller groups within the team, but not the entire team. When I say not the entire team, I don't mean like just the players. The players, the coaches, the support staff, the administrative staff. It's an army of people that are just focused on one goal, and we're doing whatever we can for each other to give ourselves the best chance for success.
Rob, Pete Gilbert here. First of all, congratulations on reaching this and the foundation that you laid, as you put it, that oftentimes we couldn't see. We see it now where you are and you have come this far. What amazes me is that I'm watching this game a week ago in the snow against Eastern Illinois, and Terrence West is putting together the greatest playoff FCS game in history. And when coming into it, surely Eastern Illinois knew you were going to run the ball. Yet, their knowledge did not impact in any way, shape, or form your ability to run the football. How in the world, when they knew you were going to run it, and still, how were you able to still do it?
It's really simple. Tremendous line play. And our offensive line has been playing together for a couple years. They have a whole lot of experience, tons of starts together. They probably have more starts together than any two offensive lines in the country. They've just been, the continuity that group has it's amazing. And if you watch the film, if you truly watch the film, there's most of the runs Terrence had or Vito had, he's not getting touched till he gets 4 or 5 yards past the line of scrimmage.
That's amazing.
And you're not running, you're not scoring, you're not putting up numbers like this without tremendous line play. And we play pretty well on both sides of the ball up front, and that's what gave us a chance to win.
Coach Ambrose, it's Brett Hollander here, and congratulations from me as well in advancing. It's funny, Terrence said this week when he was asked about being keyed on, he's like, that has been that way for 3 years now. I don't think you're surprising anyone when you're a finalist for the Walter Payton Award going into the last game, and you have 33 touchdowns going into that game.
No, there's really no surprises. I mean, you know, we've been finding a way to run the ball well for the last 3 years, and whether Terrence was in the game or it was the other guys, you know, we've had lots of good running backs help share the load. But I'll go back to what I said before. The line play has been spectacular, and it's allowed those guys to get those gains when we need them, no matter if they knew it was coming or not.
We're talking with Rob Ambrose, head football coach at Towson. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock, his team plays Eastern Washington National Semifinals. And, Rob, before you guys left, you had a really you had a chance to witness a really cool event this week. Eight of your guys graduated early so they could make the trip. How cool was that for you?
I got to tell you guys, I've been involved with Towson University for a long time. And there's been some really big wins and some really great moments on and off the field. But the thing that happened the other night, from an alum perspective, I don't think I've ever had a greater moment of pride when the president made the provost and a bunch of other vice presidents come to work really late before we graduated anybody else. And for those of you listening, why we did this, you know, we were flying, graduation is Thursday and Friday. And we were on planes and we're on the West Coast. Our guys can't walk. They can't be a part of that graduation. And our president and our provost thought it was so important that these guys get that experience, that she made this for them. And I got to tell you, it's a proud moment when your players graduate, when they've committed themselves to being a student athlete, not just an athlete, not just a student, but a true student athlete. That's a proud moment in itself. But something special, a quiet, separate ceremony that is above and beyond. It takes extra effort to get this done. I was in tears. I was. I'm not going to lie. I was in tears. I was proud for these guys, and I'm proud to wear the stripes. I'm proud to be a Tiger. It was amazing.
Well, and I think that shows, too, that the where the priorities are, too. And it's that can get lost sometimes in college athletics, and that's a reminder, hey, once again, this is so important. We're going to rearrange everything and jump around because, and just to remind everyone, ultimately, because that, I mean, you got a couple guys that may play in the NFL. Most of them aren't. And they need that degree, and that's a reminder that that's what comes first.
Actually, the NCAA put a really good commercial out there and said that I don't know how many student athletes graduate a year, but they're all going to go pro
in something else.
Yeah, that was a great spot. Yeah, yeah.
And it's really, really is true. And I said something when I came back and took the job. I said, we were talking about alumni relations and the ability to build something special within the community and bring people back and have them involved. And I said, if we want to do this, then we need to start treating students here like they're special, like they're important. And if they have a great college experience as students or student athletes, then they're going to come back. They're going to reinvest in their institution. They're going to have pride. And that kind of idea has been sweeping over the last couple of years, and it's really grown, and it's a great time to be a student at Towson. It's a great time to be a high school senior thinking about coming to Towson, and it's sure as heck a great time to be a student athlete these days.
No question. Brett?
And, Coach, looking at your opponent this week, you faced the top three most efficient quarterbacks in FCS over the last 3 weeks. Is that right?
That is correct. Out of the frying pan, straight into the fire.
And what does this one bring?
Well, this guy, he's a little bit different. He's voted the number two vote getter in the nation for player of the year. His one of his wideouts is the freshman of the year. And they've been putting up good numbers at Eastern Washington for the last decade. And Coach Bo Bowen's done a fantastic job here. Now, this quarterback, he's like the 1AA version of Johnny Manziel. He can throw it. He can run it. He can make you miss. He can juke you out. He can run you over. He's a ball player, and he's got lots of weapons to use. I mean, they're an extremely good offense. There's a reason they're ranked as highly as they are. There's a reason why we're the underdog.
Hey, Rob, one more thing. We'll let you go, buddy. I know you got some things you got to do, but a couple weeks ago, the Bears played the Ravens. Jermont Bushrod and Gerard Shepherd had a picture taken together on the sideline. And as you know, you coached him last year. Gerard, member of the Ravens practice squad. I had a chance to talk to him earlier this week, man, and he was beaming with pride. How cool is that, knowing that you got some guys out there playing in the NFL that helped this program get to where it is?
Well, these guys have, been carrying the banner for Towson football for a while, and they've done a great job singularly, but now we've given them something to back them up with. But you want to know the cool story about Gerard Shepherd? He's in my office on Wednesday talking about the classes that he's registered for so he can finish his degree.
That's fantastic.
Talk about having the right priorities and doing it the right way.
Good stuff. Hey, Rob, before you go, one last thing. The red turf today, you didn't get your walkthrough on it because you couldn't see it. Is that, I would think that's got to be somewhat jarring, and do you think that's going to take some getting used to, or is it just it's a field, doesn't matter?
I was told that if it's a night game, that they bring lights in and it makes it worse. That the lights shining brightly, the extra lights that shine on it brightly at night for TV games is a little bit distracting. But it's going to be a day game. I have heard that they're going to wear red pants and red jerseys. Yes, in an attempt to try to mess us up a little bit. And no, I don't really think much about the red turf. As long as it's 100 yards and comes in 5-yard increments and they got some guys with whistles, we'll be okay. I just find it interesting that they're using every tool in their arsenal to try to throw us off a little bit.
That's a sign of fear, Coach.
Hey, Rob, as long as they have chains 10 yards that you can move while you're running the football up and down the field. Hey, Rob, we appreciate it, buddy, and I would mention this to you off the air, but, man, you've been a fantastic ambassador for the school and the program. Your players have done the same, the coaches. You brought a lot of pride to everyone connected with it. I know this journey's not over, but win or lose the next couple weeks, man, great job. We appreciate everything you've done.
Thanks, Keith. Thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. Get some sleep, and good luck tomorrow, buddy. We'll see.